I'm here. My main man, Jack Stern, is holding it down on the boards. I'm here with you, everybody listening all across North America. How can you tune in? The free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, and a smart speaker, if you're smart enough to have one. And if you don't have one, you're still smart. Pat yourself on the back. Okay, this is when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's Thursday. Means we got Thursday night football right now. The Arizona Cardinals. Yeah, they're winning a football game. Third quarter just underway. Taking on the Saints, hosting the New Orleans Saints. They lead 28-14. You want to know what the hell's been going on in this game? You don't have Amazon Prime. You haven't been tuning in or checking in. Andy Dalton has thrown three interceptions. He threw three, count them, three interceptions in the first half of the game. What else do you need to know? This is still the Cardinals. That they're capable of having a collapse, but never in my life did I think I would see or hear people clamor for Jameis Winston. The interception jokes are just endless. Who can throw more INTs? Jameis, I believe, is he's third string on the depth chart tonight, as Taysom Hill is currently in the game. Should be fun. Let's see if they can go out there and mount a little bit of a comeback. We'll talk about this game as it continues on. Thursday night football matchup between two and four teams that still have a little bit of life left in a 17-game season. Meanwhile, if we go from Arizona, Phoenix, Glendale, let's move on down to Houston, Texas. Right now, the Houston Astros, they lead the New York Yankees 3-2. Bottom of the seventh, New York Yankees trying to avoid a 2-0 hole in the National League Championship Series. Meanwhile, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Bucks, they hang on to beat the Philadelphia 76ers 90-88. And this is absolutely crazy to think about. The Lakers and Clippers are about to get underway. Kawhi Leonard is about to play basketball. It's tough to believe. And so we got a full show. Tua Tagovailoa, we mentioned this last night. He talked about his brain. His lights went out in that final game that he played against the Cincinnati Bengals. Tom Brady, he says he's not putting the lights out on his career. So we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. Before we move, before we do anything, hey, Jack Stern, how are you, man? You good?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, JR. I had a little bit of a scare coming into the station when there were a bunch of needles by the West 4th Street station, and there was also this guy who was trying to sell me used Crocs for 50 cents on the subway. But hey, I guess that's a day of in the life of living in New York City. I'm behind the glass with you. The Yankees are losing, so that's not so great. But we also have a nice Thursday night football game, and I know we have a great show on tap as well. So all is good in the world to Jack Stern.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing some optimism. It didn't start off that way, but I'm glad it's there. Have you ever wore Crocs?
I wore Crocs when I went to summer camp years ago, but I just can't get behind the trend because they have these weird holes in them. And these Crocs were musty. Like, they weren't new and flashy, and they didn't have a cool design. He might have been able to sell them to me for 50 cents if they looked somewhat attractive. But they just looked nasty. It looked like there was gum on the bottom or something like that. So I was not really feeling it.
Okay. Oh, note taken. If I get you anything for the holidays, I'll go for new Crocs. Jack Stern, he deserves it. Jack Stern hanging out here with us tonight and tomorrow as Dave Shepard is outside doing amazing Dave Shepard things. Good stuff. I love Jack. Good stuff. Anyway. Something that you can't necessarily love. We'll keep you up to date with all the games tonight. The baseball, Thursday night football. But last night, Wednesday night, I want to pick up on something that I didn't have a full opportunity to dive into. You know, I gave you a top six list, and we took a look at the best players in the NBA right now. I said Giannis Antetokounmpo. And we also had a wild conversation, as I told America, that Yankee fans are probably some of the most spoiled in the entire sports world, at least in North America. They want to fire everybody. This guy needs to get the boot. And sometimes you don't know what you have until it's gone. One thing that I wanted to mention that was absolutely necessary for me to discuss tonight, and we touched on it last night, was Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa has been, he's been eased back into the scene with the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa, all things considered, unless there's some type of ridiculous setback, you can expect to see Tua Tagovailoa taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in the Dolphins' next game. And if you need a refresher on what happened to Tua Tagovailoa, a couple of weeks ago, this man's brain was bounced off of the ground against the Buffalo Bills. He was wobbly. They said it was his back. They said it wasn't his head. And then a couple of days later, you go from Sunday, you go to Thursday night football. He's taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. This man's head bounces off the turf again. And this time, he ain't moving. He needed a stretcher to come get him off of the field. And so we haven't seen Tua in weeks. Now, getting ready to take on Pittsburgh. After three consecutive losses, the Dolphins started 3-0. Tua looks like he'll be back. And it's a beautiful thing. And so now that Tua is getting ready to return, Tua spoke to the media yesterday. And some of what Tua said is just very honest, which is appreciated, but it's also very concerning and also very shocking. I told you about the hits. This isn't about the initial hit against the Buffalo Bills, where it's just like, oh, it's just his back. He's okay. It was the next game against Cincinnati, only days later, where he got carted off the field. Tua said, I don't remember being carted off the field. Listen.
I remember the entire night up to the point where I got tackled. But, yeah, after I got tackled, I don't remember much from there. Getting carted off, I don't remember that. But I do remember, things that were going on when I was in the ambulance and then when I arrived at the hospital.
It's disastrous. Okay. All right. You don't remember being carted off. You don't remember until you got into the ambulance. And keep in mind, they let him go home. They let him fly home that same night. But I'm not a head doctor. What do I know? And even outside of that, he said he was knocked the hell out right after the hit. He doesn't remember anything. Listen.
I wouldn't say it was scary for me at the time. Because there was a point where I was unconscious, so I couldn't, really tell what was going on. So, when I did come to and kind of realize what was going on, what was happening, I didn't think of anything, long term or short term. I was just wondering what happened.
What? And let me tell you something. How many times do you think that happens and we don't hear about it? How many players get knocked the hell out and don't come out and say anything? Before Brett Favre really got, kicked in the ass in the public because he was taking money that wasn't earmarked for him. We don't know if he knew where it came from. Brett Favre admitted, yeah, there's been plenty of times I've had my bell rung and just kept on playing. And then he says, later on in my career, I realized that those were actually concussions. It's shocking. Not shocking. It's surprising to hear Tua Tagovailoa say that. Because players don't outwardly say, I was knocked out. I lost consciousness. Sure, we had to see Tua leave on a stretcher. But they're minor cases. From minor to major, we never hear about it. You go in the back, you say you suffered a concussion, you're in protocol, and that's it. Ironically, a couple of games later, or right after, the Miami Dolphins took on the Jets. the backup, Teddy Bridgewater, suffered a concussion. And they weren't playing any games. A spotter said, nope, he's not playing anymore. Is Teddy Bridgewater going to come out and say that he temporarily lost consciousness? This happens every week. I would say it probably happens to multiple players in a game. And so as much flack that the Dolphins got, that the NFL got, for allowing him to play, it's shocking that when he actually speaks, he's just like, yeah, I didn't know what was going on. It makes it sound even worse. The NFL fired the doctor from the first game against the Buffalo Bills. The independent neurologist who was supposed to look at Tua and say, oh, well, is he okay? Yeah, he's fine by me. Let him go play. That guy got fired. The NFL changed its concussion protocol on the fly just to protect players and their future. Or at least the NFL's trying to act like it. There was so much that went on after that first game and the second one that head coach Mike McDaniel, he pretty much said after Tua's injury, Mike McDaniel took the response or took the approach, took the stance that I'm the coach. I'm not a doctor. I get the information. I play whoever's available. And Mike McDaniel, he basically pled the fifth. This is what he said.
Our process and really everything involved with how we approach the medical situation, I'm still very confident in how we did that.
Well, he's copping out. He's like, listen, I'm not the doctor. I'm not out here to hand out a prognosis. I'm not here to diagnose this. No, that's not my job. And I just got this job. I'm just coaching football. And so I don't know if Tua Tagovailoa was prepped prior to making that statement. I don't know if the PR people are out to lunch. I have no idea what's going on. I can tell you this much. Tua will be back on the field against Pittsburgh. He needs to be thrilled and happy that TJ Watt is not healthy. But then even Alex Highsmith, Charlotte 49er, is out there being a wrecking ball. I love Tua. I feel Tua, just upon entering into the NFL, didn't get a fair shake. I think Tua coming in, people focused in on his hip. They focused in on his size. They didn't look at how awesome he was in Alabama. Is he too small to do it in the NFL? Maybe, maybe not. We've seen guys in a smaller stature be absolutely amazing. We've seen guys with small statures build Hall of Fame careers. Not everybody's going to be Drew Brees. Yes, he's an outlier. But Tua Tagovailoa, before his head bounced off the ground, this man basically threw 9 interceptions, 3 INTs. The touchdown interception ratio was ridiculous. He was playing like the best quarterback in the league. What's next for Tua Tagovailoa? I think he's damn good. I think he could be in that top 10, kind of in that 10 range, on a consistent basis for the Dolphins. Can Tua Tagovailoa stay healthy, though? Is he going to get bounced off of the turf again? You can't tell me that a portion of this doesn't have to do with his size. We're just going to talk about it being a fluke. It was only a couple of months ago that Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media, and he himself talked about how his height, his size, can be a disadvantage when trying to survey the field. Well, if you're trying a little bit harder to see the field, are you necessarily going to see the defenders coming? If you're trying to look around and through offensive linemen as opposed to looking over them, aren't you going to miss somebody on the blind side? Welcome to the cruel, cruel world of the NFL. Yeah, he'll get paid handsomely. And he's doing something that he absolutely loves to do. But man, when the hits start coming, and for Tua, they've been coming since college. Why should we think it'll change right now? I hope Tua has a great career, short term, long term. But if this man takes another hit, if his head bounces off the damn turf again, I might have to switch stations. Tua is the last guy in the NFL. Not that I want to see anybody get hurt. I do not need to see Tua hit the floor again. Hey, good luck against those Steelers. And Tua and the Dolphins, man, they're going to need it, period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tua Tagovailoa isn't the only quarterback basically on his way returning to the team. There's another quarterback. He plays in New England. Looks like he might be back as well. I wonder who can give us some insight. You know what? Another side, we will hear from Bill Belichick about the Patriots quarterback situation. I will update you on Thursday Night Football, and I'll talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you on CBS Sports Radio. What a busy night it is. Thursday Night Football. Cardinals are beating up on the Saints. You got the American League Championship Series. And when I say beating up, by the way, the Cardinals lead 28-17. Yankees are trying to win, trying to come back here over the Houston Astros. The top of the eighth, the Yankees are down 3-2. They have a runner on second. Giancarlo Stanton at the plate. And two outs. Yankees trying to avoid being down 0-2. And amongst all of the things that we have at least started to discuss tonight, I wanted to bring up those surprising comments, the honest comments by Tua Tagovailoa. Looks like he'll be all set to go against the Pittsburgh Steelers this upcoming weekend. And Tua said, yeah, against Cincinnati, I don't remember anything. I don't know how anything felt because I was knocked the hell out. He said he was unconscious. He doesn't really remember anything until he got into the ambulance. Damn. I mean, all the talk, they didn't protect him. They didn't watch him. Well, why did he play even on Thursday after getting knocked out on Sunday? Why was he out there? And his first public comments are, I don't remember anything. I know the PR members and the staff were standing there just probably rolling their eyes going, oh, my God, what did we get into? Now we got to clean this up. Every time Tua Tagovailoa gets hit, the cameras will be on him. Every time Tua Tagovailoa gets hit, people will be paying attention. Every time Tua Tagovailoa is facing a blitz or a rush, which he will face many of them just to test his psyche, he's going to be watched like a hawk. I hope he stays healthy. At this point, though, I don't have the confidence that he'll do so. All the best to Tua. I'm shocked. He's not the only quarterback that appears to be returning. Mac Jones, he looks like he'll be back for the New England Patriots. And in a few minutes, I want you to hear from Bill Belichick. Not right now, though. We got a couple of callers on the line. I want to get to them. And then we will hear from the always so effusive Bill Belichick, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Buffalo. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, appreciate taking my call tonight, man.
Sure.
You know, I think the whole thing with Tua and the concussions is, you know, it's a business. And it's a billion-dollar business. These guys have only such a limited amount of time to make it in the NFL, especially Tua. You know, being a franchise quarterback, all the moves they've made in the offseason, you know, and I think to me, these guys get so locked in playing the game that, you know, the injuries, obviously, they matter long term to these guys, but short term, these guys are trying to get back on the field because they know they've got such a small window to make this money, set themselves up, set their families up, and then to win a championship and put themselves, you know, in a different stratosphere as an athlete. So I think it's a really complicated thing, and I think player safety is something the NFL has tried hard with, but it's still football at the end of the day, and I don't really know if there's a clear-cut answer to make anything safer.
I mean, we've seen it kind of going that way already, and thank you, David, for calling from Buffalo. The NFL has basically eliminated the kickoff. We see more of an offensive type of game. And sure, if you've been watching Thursday Night Football, you've seen some awful offense, some terrible offense. But for the most part, the NFL has changed up over the past couple of decades from being let's grind it out to let's air it out. It's not uncommon to see multiple passers go way over 4,000 yards, 4,500 yards, 5,000 yards. Before Dak Prescott a few years ago, a couple of seasons, you know, blew out and had his ankle broken, Dak, in a short sample size, was on pace to pass for 6,000 yards. Somebody's going to do it. Tom Brady has also opened up his own mouth, and he has said that the game right now, it's not as physical. Sure. It's more of a skills competition. You know, who can run the fastest? Who can jump the highest? There are less intricacies and details to the game and more just, hey, I run faster than you. I'm going to go catch the ball. Try to stop me. The NFL is progressing towards a more video game style. And that's what it's going to continue to be over the next bunch of years. Are we going to move to flag football? I don't think so. But I think as we continue to move forward, we will see less, quote-unquote, aggressiveness. We will see less big hits, and we're just going to see more and more people just going up and down the field like you're playing on the PlayStation, like you're on your Xbox, like you're playing Madden on the Super Nintendo from 30 years ago. NFL is changing. How do they make it safer? We already see it. Remember the conversations from last week? Roughing the passer? You can't even breathe on the quarterback. Oh, he's so defenseless. He's playing football, right? He's supposed to be the one to know everything that's going on. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Cali.
JR, what's going on? You know, yesterday I called in about Boone. Now I have a little bit of another hot take here. Wanted to get your opinion on something. So, I mean, you know, right now, Abreu just threw a ball to a ball, not a strike, by the way, to Stanton. That was very low. Just seems that a lot of these calls are really going, you know, Houston's way. Seve got a couple of good calls, too. But, hey, I'm not going to pull LeBron James and start talking about, hey, well, this, and that. This is the reason we're losing. Listen, we're just not hitting the ball in clutch situations. Houston has one homer. That's it. A three-run homer off Seve. That's it. Houston is not really impressing me. But it's the big hit. It's the pitching, which the Yankees are neck and neck with them. If they lose this game, they'll be 2-7 in their last nine. And the last seven losses have come by 9 runs, which is neck and neck. And so who knows what would happen if they have Benintendi. You know, Oswaldo Cabrera's batting under 100.
LeMahieu.
If they had LeMahieu, right? I mean, they don't even need Scott Efros or Michael King or Chad Green because it's not the bullpen, it's the hitting, right? That's the problem. It's been year after year.
So you said you wanted to ask me my opinion. I'm waiting on the question.
Oh, this is almost coming up right now, JR. So
not fast enough, but hurry up, please.
Oh, okay, here we go. So Aaron Judge, right? His last five, playoff series, including the last three ALCS.
Houston has owned him.
He's batting 200. Okay.
Yeah.
So my take here is that, I'm a Giants fan, right? So Eli Manning, of course.
Oh, my God. Mark, what's the question?
I know you don't want to hear it. But is he really worth? And the Yankees have to take a look at this because I understand.
Is he worth whatever they're going to pay him? The answer is yes, Mark. Damn. Sheesh. Thank you, Mark. Goodness. We went all around the world just to go, hey, Judge has sucked in the American League Championship Series. Do you think he's going to be worth the money that the Yankees are going to pay him? The answer is yes. Man, we could have saved, I don't know, 90 seconds. How about the Yankees wouldn't even be in this position if it weren't for Aaron Judge? We know what the concerns are. The injuries of the past. You know, if we play him too much, is he going to break down? Is he going to be Stanton in the legs? Is he going to pop an oblique? Is he going to get hit on the wrist again? I don't know. Nobody knows. We've seen some giant human beings playing baseball over the years. Not as athletic as he is. And this guy's bigger than Dave Winfield was. Look, what do you want the Yankees to do? Let him walk? Then what are they going to be? The Mets? The old Mets? Stop it. Aaron Judge played himself into a new contract. He's going to get every penny, and he should. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Seattle. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. I'm always a big fan. You're a great host, and the production team always does a wonderful job, man. It's a pleasure to listen to you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Hey, I think that's a great point you made about Tua and the concussions and kind of what that does for his legacy moving forward and kind of coloring every single thing that he does moving forward and how people talk about it. Is that because of the concussion or whatever? Is there anything you think he can do to erase that from being his entire legacy?
No. No, man. He has to win. And I really am worried right now about whether or not he's ever going to be healthy enough to do that. That's just facts. Unless he gets stretched out on some type of machine and ends up, you know, big as Justin Herbert, it's tough. And as I say that, Kyler Murray is throwing a touchdown into the end zone right now, another short quarterback. And Kyler Murray is smaller than Tua, but we know Kyler Murray can run around. And so people have an aversion to that. It's just Tua from his hip to his you know, getting, I guess, called pinch hit for Ryan Fitzpatrick, and now he's dealing with these concussion issues. It's his shoulder. It's always something. He's too small, I believe, man, you know?
Super Bowl or bust?
For him? Oh, it's I'd say bust. I think we've seen this story already, and the guy's name was Drew Brees. And I don't know if we're ready for another one. I guess 20 years later, we'll do it again. I don't think so. I hope so. I don't think so, though.
Yep. Appreciate you, JR. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Mike, for calling from Seattle. No, there are major concerns with Tua. He's admitted it. Now he's talking about he's been knocked out. And it doesn't take long. What are we? Let's be real. Let's say Tua Tagovailoa, relatively speaking, is healthy. That the injury that he has to deal with is a sprained ankle. Or busted up elbow, or busted up shoulder. Let's say those are the injuries that he has to deal with over the next few years. Let's say Tua plays another 5 years, just five. You don't think that he's going to get hit hard again? You don't think that the next time he has a concussion, people will be just screaming? Yes, violent game, dangerous game, not for everybody. It will be ridiculously uncomfortable to potentially have to see him go through something like that. Disastrous. Richard's calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's up, hey, Rich? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll go fast. I'm normally up against the break, and I will speed it up. two things that really surprised me, because I'm a Tua fan, just like you are. And what is remarkable to me is the Dolphins have seven or eight guys on their injury report that was just released. So they're all beat up. And when it was announced that Tua was going to play, the betting line was 3.5. That was it. It's gone to 7.5. And then I saw where Pickett has been listed as probable. He's off the protocol concussion list. And Vegas jacked up the spread 4 points with Tua coming back and eight of his guys out. I don't understand that. Maybe you can explain this to me, but I think that's crazy. When you got Mike Tomlin and you can get 7.5 at home, the world is betting Miami, but I think that may be the biggest sucker bet this whole week.
I have no answer as to why they're doing that in Vegas, Rich. I don't.
Well, what do you think with Pickett against Tua?
What, from a football perspective? Kenny Pickett is still out here trying to prove something. All things considered, there should be no reason why the Dolphins don't beat them. But we got two guys out here who are basically, they're going to be watched like hawks.
Yep.
It'll be I will tune in. I'll see. And it's unfortunate. It's not for positive reasons. It's not for, oh, my God, I can't wait to see the shootout. It's to see whether or not Tua looks like a normal football player. I wish him nothing but the best, man. But, yeah, I think if we've learned anything, look out for the head injuries. You ever seen Herschel Walker at a debate? It's treacherous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I told you, we got another quarterback returning. It's not just Pickett. It's not just Tua. Looks like Mac Jones will be ready to go against the Bears. We'll hear from Bill Belichick on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. You heard that correctly. We've been talking about quarterbacks. Guys getting ready to return. Unfortunately, these returns are just disastrous injuries. Tua Tagovailoa, head bouncing off of the ground. Absolutely terrible. He says he doesn't remember anything. They're going to take on the Steelers. You got Kenny Pickett on the other side. This man was knocked the hell out too. And then you got Mac Jones. Thank God he didn't get knocked out. Mac Jones only dealing with an ankle injury. Reportedly, when it took place, they thought it was a high ankle sprain. And if it's a high ankle sprain, that takes some time to heal. And speaking of injuries, it's no surprise there. Kyler Murray limping off the field. But don't worry, Arizona leads 35-17 against the Saints. But back to Mac Jones. High ankle sprain, and I guess he's some type of miracle worker. And I guess concussions are just, they're being handed out all over the damn place. Because Mac Jones went out with a high ankle sprain, or an ankle sprain. Brian Hoyer goes out there, he goes down with a concussion. And then everybody with the Patriots now has to watch a guy. Bailey Zappi? Never heard of this guy in my life. He comes through. And he's playing for the Patriots, and it's like, what, is he a creative player? Where'd he come from? And so the New England Patriots, they take on the Bears Monday night, so this should be fun. Because when the game is over, I'm going to have a lot of Bears fans calling me from Chicago, and I'm going to have a lot of friends or fans calling me from New England telling me about Bailey Zappi, or maybe it's Mac Jones. We have no idea. Mac Jones is pretty much expecting to start and play the game on Monday night. At least that gives him an extra day to prepare and be healthy. But the good part about this is we get Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is the one who's going to give us the injury report, right? It was only a couple of weeks ago, back at the end of September, that Bill Belichick, he spoke to the media, and he was asked then about Mac Jones. And this was Bill Belichick's educational response.
We'll evaluate him, Dave. I mean, what difference does it make to me? Do you think I'm going to read the MRI? That's not my job. So.
Yeah, but it's theirs, and they talk to you about it, right?
Yeah, it's day by day. It's getting better day by day.
See how it is tomorrow. It's a lot better than it was yesterday. See what it is.
Oh, man. Hey, Jack, could you imagine if Bill Belichick was your doctor and you asked him a question and that's the response he gave you? Like, listen, man, your leg is day by day. I can't read the MRI. I didn't do it. It's day by day. Could you imagine?
In all fairness to Bill Belichick, who has two hands worth of rings, I think I would handle my own surgical procedures with a fork and knife if I had Bill Belichick as my doctor.
You don't think Bill Belichick would... If Bill Belichick actually went into the health field, what type of doctor do you believe he'd be best qualified as? A I mean, would he be a psychiatrist or what? He wouldn't be a heart surgeon. What would he do?
Bill Belichick as a psychiatrist would be very funny because I feel like all of his advice would be very candid and straight to the point. It's like, Bill, I'm having issues in my romantic relationships. Well, what did you say to her? I told her I loved her. Tell her again. You know, I feel like that's how Bill Belichick's advice would go as a psychiatrist. And as a surgeon, I feel like he would be one of those really sketchy places that exists in bad neighborhoods that's like above a bodega or something like that in the Bronx that like does reconstructive heart surgery or something like that. And like they're always involved in lawsuits. You see their sketchy ads on TV, yet they can never deliver medically.
You think that Bill Belichick would be one of these hustler doctors?
Oh, I absolutely think Bill Belichick would be a hustler doctor. Look who he's working for. Robert Kraft is the epitome of a hustler.
Well, he's the epitome of trying to get a special massage, but I digress. Do you remember Dr. Zizmore? Do you remember who that is, Jack?
No, I believe he's actually before my time.
Dr. Zizmore was a New York, what was this guy? What do you call the person that does the skin? Dermatologist, I believe he was. Dr. Zizmore was a dermatologist who had his face just on every billboard in the subway. He was on the subways. He was on the platforms. He was on television. Dr. Zizmore was everywhere. And the commercials always ended with, thank you, Dr. Zizmore. And I believe he ended up being one of these hustler doctors.
Oh, I just looked him up. Yeah. And, like, I'm now reminiscing about taking the subway to high school during my childhood because we both grew up in New York City, JR. I mean, people around the country drove to school. They had their parents take them or something like that. But we're the OGs. We had to go to high school and middle school and elementary school on the subway, and we had to see all these sketchy ads. I'm looking at them now, and like, some of these pictures of the women in the ads, it looks like one photo was taken 10 years before the other one. Like, that's how you know this guy is sketchy. It looks like it's two entirely different people.
Bill Belichick would be he'd be an interesting doctor. He'd be interesting to say the least. And speaking of interesting, we actually got an update. I think we got an update on Mac Jones more recently. This is what Bill Belichick had to say. I think he said he trusts Mac. Listen to this.
I have total trust in Mac and our conversations over the last couple of years. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know. We're not practicing today. We're going to, you know, get a jump on the Bears on some meetings and film work and things like that, and then we'll practice tomorrow. So we'll give you the injury report tomorrow, let you know how things are then, but really it's nothing to talk about today.
Wow, that was from yesterday. He sounds oh so much more jovial. What, do you have breakfast yesterday? When he had to talk about Mac Jones and his ankle the other day, or 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, he's just like, "Listen, I don't know about this damn man's ankle. I didn't perform the MRI. I'm not a doctor." I think Bill Belichick just needs a hug. He does have that lady friend he's always with. I guess she doesn't give him enough hugs. Just a miserable fellow. You know what I hope for? That by the time we finish up with Monday Night Football, by the time I'm here on air with you Monday night, and that the New England Patriots are going to be in action against the Bears, I'm hoping that we don't have to hear about any of these other ridiculous injuries. I don't want to hear about Tua and his head. I don't want to hear about Mac and his ankle. I don't want to hear about Kenny Pickett and his head. Let's just get some decent football where people can walk off of the field under their own power. I really look forward to that. In the meantime, oh my goodness, looks like the Yankees are going to have to look forward to returning to the Bronx, New York, down 0-2. New York Yankees are currently on their, well, they may get a guy on base. They're down to their final out. Offense has been brutal, pathetic. We had a caller hit us up, Mark from California, and he almost sounded like he was just going to just erupt. Now it's from tonight and in tonight. It's going to be a lot of miserable Yankee fans. Hey, Jack, I know this is the Yankees. they're cooked, right? They ain't winning this game.
Oh, they're not winning this game, and there's no chance they win the series either. I give it five games until Houston heads to the World Series. They're just too good.
Well, damn. Yeah. I thought we were going to see Houston and either the Dodgers or the Braves, and that certainly isn't happening. We'll give you an update on this Yankees game and the Astros on the other side. The Astros currently lead 3-2. The Yankees down to their final out. We'll talk about the Yankees. And you know what? We've talked about returns in football. There's a basketball player. Tonight, he returned. We'll talk about it. I'll tell you who on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.